Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. Your wife, by the way, I didn't get much chance to chat with you at the governor's, but your wife is delightful. Always positive.
Yeah. She's got the personality that I don't have, so.
Stop it. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying she does. She's delightful. Listen, let's get to some stories here. So even Eversource says the public benefits charge needs to go, and then what you sort of learn is, well, the public benefits charge, if people think it's stuff the government should be doing, then it's going to be added cost to the government. And I sort of see the Republicans' point. It kind of feels like a sort of a sleight-of-hand tax on the consumer anyway.
Yeah, so HBJ had an energy event a few weeks ago, and a top executive from Eversource, Diganto Chatterjee, who's the senior VP of engineering, he came out strongly basically saying, you know, the state should get rid of the public benefits charge, not saying get rid of all the programs, but put all those charges, put them in the regular state budget, and, you know, where there's more transparency about what they are exactly. Lawmakers could hold them more accountable in terms of are they having the impact that they should be having. And Eversource has been a little bit in favor. You know, they talked about this a little bit being in favor, but this was the strongest sort of proclamation from Eversource to, you know, basically get rid of this the public benefits charge. And I do think that he raises good points. You know, should ratepayers be having to pay this, or should this be a state government incentive? And, you know, the public benefits charge, it covers a few things. It's fees for energy efficiency programs, renewable energy incentives, low-income assistance, you know, people who can't maybe afford their bills during the high-energy winter months. I think that's going to be a big debate in the upcoming session. And it's a significant cost, too. You're talking about 18 to 20% of a person's utility bill. It's a significant chunk of change. And it being an election year, I mean, it's going to be a short session next session. So I'm sure, you know, maybe Democrats don't want to talk too much about high-energy prices, but I'm sure Republicans are going to bring it up. And so I do see this as being a hot topic. Democrats say, you know, whether you put it in the budget, whether you put it on a ratepayer's bill, you know, taxpayers are going to pay either way, which is also a fair argument. And there's also, you know, there's also Senator Fonfara has talked about bonding or borrowing money to pay for these public benefits charges. I'm not so sure about that because then you got to pay interest on it, so you're paying even more than we're paying now. But you know, lawmakers, I think it was last year, they did approve borrowing $155 million to take off some of that. Some of the public benefits charge off people's bills, but that's short-term option. So
yeah, but it doesn't.
I expect this.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm saying it doesn't change.
It to be an issue again next session.
Yeah, and it doesn't. You know, doing the $155 million does nothing to systemically help anything. Listen, we're talking with Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal. I ran into somebody with the Hartford Foundation last week at the Governor's Prevention Partnership event at the University of Hartford, which, I mean, things seem to be going quite well at University of Hartford, by the way. And they said they were going to have a big announcement over the weekend, and it turns out we now know what that announcement is.
Yeah, the Hartford Foundation, for those who aren't familiar, is the big foundation for Greater Hartford. It's got about $1 billion in assets. It funds a lot of nonprofit organizations throughout the states and other efforts. And Friday they had their centennial celebration at the Bushnell. And Friday night at the event, they announced that they're going to be building a new $35 million headquarters on vacant land in the north end of Hartford at the corner of Albany Avenue and Main Street. A couple of reasons they're doing this: to try to be a catalyst for sort of a neighborhood in Hartford that hasn't gotten a lot of investment over the years. You know, the north end of Hartford, they've had their issues in the north end of Hartford, just, you know, to say it that way. And they also want to move closer to the sort of the organizations and the people they serve. You know, they fund a lot of nonprofit organizations that serve residents in the sort of north end of Hartford. Also, across Greater Hartford, they cover the entire region. So this is a big project by them. They currently lease space near downtown in the Candy Cane Building, 10 Columbus Boulevard. There'll be some more open space in downtown Hartford as a result of this move. And they're hoping to break ground next spring and have this big project completed by early 2028. So it's a pretty big project.
Yeah, it's $35 million. It's not nothing. Listen, we're talking with Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal. It is the Connecticut Business Blend on Mondays at 8:50 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. You know, there's legalized sports betting in Connecticut, but it has to be through, you know, the approved vendors, if you will. What were Robinhood, Crypto.com, and Kalshi doing that came under scrutiny?
Yeah, so, you know, the sports betting market has been lucrative nationwide, so it's not surprising that other companies want to get in on this. Since it is highly regulated in each market in Connecticut, you know, sports betting is permitted by three companies, DraftKings, FanDuel, and one other company. They have the rights to the market here. So what do you have is Robinhood and Crypto and Kalshi. So Robinhood and Crypto are basically sort of retail trading sites, you know, basically allow everyday investors to trade stocks and crypto. You could create cryptocurrencies. What they've launched recently is they're selling. They've launched prediction market sites where basically they sell sports event contracts. So you're taking a position on an outcome of an event. And it really is, at the end of the day, it really is sports betting. But instead of betting against the house like FanDuel or DraftKings, you trade in a peer-to-peer market. So, for example, you could buy a derivative contract saying, you know, tonight's Monday Night Football, Eagles will beat the L.A. Chargers by more than 2.5 points. You could buy that derivative. Somebody else is selling that derivative. And it's basically like a trade. But at the end of the day, it really is kind of sports betting.
Yeah.
And so states around the country now are sort of cracking down on this. It's happening right now in Connecticut. So basically the state sent a cease and desist order to these three companies saying, hey, you can't do this. This is essentially sports betting, and you got to stop doing it. So I expect this to become a legal issue, probably something talked about in the state legislature, you know, in Connecticut and across the country.
All right, it's good to know. Again, go to HartfordBusiness.com to see all of these stories if you want to read a little more, some really comprehensive pieces on all three of these. Greg, have a great week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.